You mentioned that you're also working on a hydrogen system for automobiles. Tell me about the system. Tell me how far along it is, and maybe, Gene, you can speculate on whether that would be a reason for them to come after them.
Okay. Well, anything's really possible. The hydrogen system I actually started working on as far back as the 70s, something that I tinkered around with during the gas crisis, and just was something I played around with on and off, and there really is no big trick to running a car on hydrogen. I mean, you can basically run your own car on hydrogen with just a few minor changes. The trick with hydrogen is storing it, and you can either store it as a gas in a big, giant metal cylinder in your car somewhere under a lot of pressure so you can hold as much as you can and burn it that way. You can super cool liquid hydrogen, or hydrogen, so it's liquid hydrogen, and therefore you have an increased density, and the tank that holds it needs to be smaller. The problem is with both of these things, among other problems, is it's pretty explosive in that fashion. If you get in a car accident, you have a big tank of compressed hydrogen, it releases, ignites, possibly explodes. Liquid hydrogen is even worse because on top of it, it's absolutely freezing cold. This stuff is hundreds of degrees below zero, and in addition to immediately evaporating and possibly igniting and causing burns and all that kind of stuff. There is a third way to store hydrogen, and that's in a metal hydride. And some materials have the ability to absorb hydrogen like a sponge absorbs water. And once it's absorbed and stored in that material, it's essentially non-flammable. Yeah, it will smolder somewhat, but it does not present the hazard of these either of these other methods of storage. And that's something that I was interested in, and we started working on.
And I've been to your house there in New Mexico. I've seen this 30-foot-long particle accelerator that I guess has a role in the system that you developed. I know that you have this hydrogen system in your own two vehicles, and that it's been a heck of a long time since you've had to buy gasoline. Is that right?
Yeah, the first car we converted was a Chevrolet Corvette, and then a Mitsubishi Endeavor. And now we're looking at converting a GMC. But our vehicles have been running on for hydrogen for quite a while, and we manufacture the fuel ourselves. And it's something that we'd really like to do as many vehicles as possible. And the business we're talking about is United Nuclear, and what we want to do is manufacture kits so you can easily convert your existing car.
So how close are you to a system that could be mass-produced and available for consumers? Because I think it's relevant to where we're heading with this conversation.
Right. Well, like I said, the system, I mean, there are a couple little quirks here and there, but nothing serious. I mean, you can certainly put a conversion kit on your car. Like I said, our cars have been running for years on hydrogen. The problem is the material, the hydride itself. And although there are other hydrides available, the particular hydride blend we came up with can be charged and discharged a lot more often and also holds a lot more hydrogen than the commonly available hydrides. The particle accelerator I built is used in the manufacture of that. The problem is that one of the materials in our hydride is classified as a weapon material.
Well, that might be some reason somebody might be interested in you then.
Well, yeah, it might be. It's a thermonuclear weapon material. It's nothing that, you know, a terrorist can get a hold of. It in itself is not, you know, it cannot be used as an explosive or anything along those lines. So, yeah, is that a possibility that they cause such a fuss about it? I guess it's possible, but...
Well, I'm thinking more...
Why didn't they say so?
Well, I'm thinking more along another line, and that is this: if your cars are already running on this hydrogen system and the potential exists for mass production and mass consumption of this, that there might be other people who might be interested in causing you trouble. I think, Gene, you have an idea about where I'm heading with that one.
George, you know, you hear all these paranoid stories about, well, yeah, we could get... cheap, easy, even free fuel, but the agencies in the federal government are preventing it because then they won't be able to sell oil. But Bob, I think you should add to this story, when about the little visit from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission and how you had to have one of them on site and they even wanted to charge you. How much was it to fire up your own particle accelerator to replenish this hydrogen? The federal government intervened right there in his own, on his own property in his own particle accelerator, right?
Well, yeah, technically I'm not allowed to operate my particle accelerator. And technically, believe it or not, it's not the NRC. Do you know who regulates lasers and particle accelerators?
I don't.
It's the FDA, Food and Drug Administration. Believe it or not, this is how our government is set up. Anyway, I'm not allowed to operate my own accelerator that I built, and nor can you. You're not allowed to build any machine that can produce radiation. You must have a license to manufacture, operate, or virtually conceive a radiation-producing machine. So I can't even run the thing legally. And it doesn't replenish the hydrogen. It's just used in the manufacture of the storage material. So,
but don't you have to pay for them to come?
Oh, well, then there's, yeah, then there's the possibility of a license that's $5,000 a month. I mean, this, the regulations they impose on this are absolutely ridiculous.
And you would say imposed to prevent people from inventing their own hydrogen systems or
no,
using
I mean,
their own accelerators?
These were in place, but and who knows what reason they created these laws for. I imagine to protect the public, so I guess for some reason if you want to build an X-ray machine, you're not allowed to, and then you can't hurt yourself beaming yourself with X-rays. It's the only radiation-producing machine I think would be easy for somebody to make. But in any case, it was obvious what this machine is being used for. It's not being used in the production of weapon materials or anything like that. And this is not the only faction of the government that's given us a hassle. We had just about everybody from every department here on one particular day. Everything from the building and inspection to the fire department. I mean, it's as if somebody suddenly put us in the crosshairs and said, just fire.